Unfortunately, you can't put a padlock on paradise. You know, it'd be just like getting to Hawaii, you know, and I also am fortunate enough to have another home in Hawaii. And you just can't go there and say, okay, now I'm here. This is beautiful. Nobody else can come here now. That's it. Just me, okay? This place is great. No one, you can't do that. So we can't, you know, you can't close off Aspen, Colorado to Hollywood and Houston and New York City and Chicago and all the other people that, you know, that want to come here. Fortunately, though, this is the sort of environment. We only have a town of 6,000 people. And if you get in your car and drive 1 mile out of town, you're in the mountains. So it's sort of a nice balance. And I don't really mind, you know, the influx of people from Hollywood and stuff, if that's what keeps all the store owners and the merchants happy. You know, if it draws tourists to this place, then, that, you know, that's just all part of it. Mm. You know, but Aspen still, in spite of having all of its, I guess you'd say, glitzy drawbacks, we still have a very strict building code. There's no buildings above 3 stories. You'll notice there's no blatant use of neon. You know, we're still somehow, you know, we're trying to hold it down and keep everything as controlled growth. And the other thing I always keep in mind is, whereas the rest of Hollywood just owns houses here, you know, I live here. Mm. And so if I have to put up with 2 weeks of nuttiness during Christmas because Cher and Robin Leach and everybody else is here, I'll deal with it. I get the other 50 weeks a year here as well. I think that there's just so many pluses to living here. And I don't mind a little of the cosmopolitan Hollywood thing. You know, if I want to go and do a little, you know, I can go to town and go see a first-run movie, or I can go to a fancy restaurant and maybe, you know, run into somebody I know there. And that's all part of it.